When many of us imagine a typical Alaskan Native elder, we may think of an older person living in a bush village or perhaps a hub community like Bethel, Barrow, or Wrangell. But while that situation may still be true for the majority of elders, increasing numbers are following their families to Alaska's cities. In this report, Len Anderson looks at urban elders.
According to the 2010 census, the municipality of Anchorage has slightly over 23,000 residents of all ages identifying themselves as Alaska Native or American Indian. That tally includes a sizable number of elders. Elizabeth Medicine Crow is president and CEO of First Alaskans. First Alaskans organizes the annual Elder and Youth Conference, which immediately precedes the Alaska Federation of Natives Convention held in October. Medicine Crow says the urban relocation gives elders an altered but still important role. Now, many not only pass on cultural knowledge, but help bridge geographical divides.
Our elder keynotes, Sam and Carrie Herman from Aquariuk, they've actually lived in Anchorage for, years. But because they are stewards of their culture, they carry that with them no matter where they are. That's not place-based. That's not only geographic-based. It's who they are.
Medicine Crow says that self-identification pattern is crucial for younger natives.
When I introduce myself and the role that I have with the organization, I'm from Kihuan. I work in Anchorage. And I know lots of other Alaska Native people who are across the state or even back in D.C. Their frame of reference is this is who I am and where I'm from. I just happen to be living here right now.
To cultivate this sense of identification among the youngest generation in Anchorage, the school district has the Alaska Native Cultural Charter School, which has seen robust enrollment and academic success. It also has the school within a school for Native students at East High, as well as the district-wide Native Youth Olympics. The Alaska Native Heritage Center offers Native youth several programs where elders teach traditional skills, especially important to young people without an elder family member nearby.
My grandparents enriched my life. I was lucky to always live 5 minutes from them.
Andrea Van Ravensway sits at a family gathering in her parents' Northeast Anchorage home. About 25 years ago, doctors advised her grandmother, Norma Gregg, to move from Kotzebue to Anchorage, where she could receive dialysis treatment.
My parents moved down after she moved down, and then everybody moved down, all our aunts and uncles, and they're still here, even though my gram's not here anymore. She was like the nucleus of the family. Everyone was always at her house in Kotzebue. Then when she moved here, it took a couple years. Even here in Anchorage, she was the center of the swarm.
If Anchorage made it difficult for her grandfather, Ben, to teach some traditional Arctic hunting and fishing skills, he had other offerings.
We hear lots of stories about our family and his parents and my cousins about when they were babies and how they were as babies. And yeah, he's still a storyteller.
Her grandmother died in 2000. Andrea's grandfather still lives nearby, but he's 86, and the family's Anchorage Center has passed to a younger generation of elders, her parents, Ted and Linda Davidovics. Linda is Norma and Ben's daughter.
Whenever we all went to their place, they really spoiled us. We didn't realize how spoiled we were. The home was always open, and now we have to do that. It's our turn.
Andrea's two children, one preschool and the other a Bartlett High freshman, are present. The little one is playing. The older listens to her mother and grandmother.
Anybody can stop by anytime they want to. And if they're hungry, they can come over and eat. They want to just sit back and relax, and they can come over, and they're always welcome in our home.
Linda Davidovics then asks if everyone has had enough to eat. After all, we have plenty more. For Alaska Public Radio Network, this is Len Anderson.